Hello?
Hi, Edna.
Hi.
Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling you from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll, and we'd like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
We are voting, right, Dad?
Would you say probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we have a sample representation from everyone, may I ask you your race and or ethnicity?
Asian.
Asian? Okay, thank you. May I ask you your age, or you prefer not to say?
Not to say?
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
What? Moderate.
Moderate, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Are you satisfied? Are you dissatisfied? Or are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed to?
I'm satisfied. I'm glad it's not Trump.
Okay. Are you very satisfied or are you satisfied?
Very satisfied.
Very satisfied. Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues. I'm sorry?
How long is this interview going to be?
Oh, it's very brief. I just finished one and it takes like 5 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to read you a list of 5 issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? How important it is for you, from 0 to 10, making housing more affordable?
10, right, sadly?
I'm sorry?
6.
6. Thank you. How important it is for you, from 0 to 10, protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
It's not very important.
Okay. So from 0 to 10, how much would you give it?
0.
0?
Zero, because that's the person.
No, I think you misunderstood.
Oh. Did I misunderstand?
Well, if you want to, it's this part states that from a scale from 0 to 10, you may say how important the issue it is for you to the Congress and the president to focus on the problem. The 10 means that it's very important or the most important. 5 means somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. So you can use any number from 0 to 10. Taking that in consideration, how important do you think it is the protecting abortion and reproductive rights? You said 5?
Yeah.
Thank you. How important do you think it is, from 0 to 10, protecting Social Security and Medicare?
Very important. 10.
Thank you. How important do you think it is reducing crime and gun violence?
Very important. 10.
Thank you. And how important do you think it is, from 0 to 10, fighting inflation and improving the economy?
10.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now I like you to rate your feelings towards one person and two organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them, and 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please let me know. I have an option for that too, okay?
Okay.
Okay. From 0 to 100, how do you feel towards Democrats in Congress?
100.
100. Thank you. From 0 to 100, how do you feel towards the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
50.
I'm sorry?
50.
Oh, 50. Thank you. And how do you feel towards Joe Biden?
80.
80. Thank you. Now I want to read you four priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a high if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Yes.
Okay, the first one says, educating the public about food safety and diet and nutrition. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
5.
Thank you. The next one says, authorizing prescription medication. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
8.
Thank you. And the next one says, authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults to smoke move away from cigarettes.
7.
Thank you. The next one says, restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
No. 6.
Thank you. Okay, it's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a prohibition by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No.
I'm sorry, would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Oppose, would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And do you support or oppose a prohibition by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No. Oppose.
Somewhat strongly. Or strongly? Strongly, okay.
Strongly.
Regardless of where you stand on these prohibitions, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
More harm.
Would you say somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues.
Other issues. Thank you. When it comes to tobacco usage, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I'm going to read you two statements. Please tell me which do you think is the best approach. The first one says, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco usage by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. That's the first approach. The second one says harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who cannot or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco products. Which do you think is the best approach? The first one or second one?
The second one.
The second one, thank you. Now I'd like to read you three things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome, okay? The first one says, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you concerned or not about it?
Concerned.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one says, more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Would you be concerned or not about this?
Concerned.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. And the last one says, an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Would you be concerned or not about this?
Not about this.
Not very concerned or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. Now I'm going to review four statements people have made about the potential prohibition of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one says, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this statement?
10.
Thank you. The next one says, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurred because some police officers and legal officials used trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put larger targets on minority communities where we might never return from. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this?
10.
Thank you. The next one says, today's adults, oh, the last one, sorry, they were three only. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. From 0 to 10, I'm sorry?
Five.
Thank you. Okay. We have reached the 78% of the survey. We're almost done. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose prohibition by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you oppose or support?
I have to end this one now.
I'm sorry?
Thank you.
This is about to finish. We are just asking you the first questions again. They are just four, and we are almost done.
It's so long, I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Oh, this is going to be really brief, actually.